Good morning, and good morning, my friends. I'm glad you're here with us. Of course, it is Frankly Speaking Radio, now officially Friday morning, about midnight here in the Central Time Zone. And I'm glad you're here with us. We have a very important show with our guests who will be joining us here in just a second. But first things first, let me, of course, welcome to all of you who are listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online. Hopefully, you're able to do so, and you can do so by going to www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number, also required information, is 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And I should introduce our guest. I've done several shows with him. The guy is just fantastic, not just in the breadth and scope of his information, but, you know, there are certain people out there who are so good at what they do that they don't seem to be fazed by things, and I absolutely love that. He's been doing this for a very, very long time. You can go to the website and see it for yourself at survivalcenter.com. I'd like to welcome to the program Richard Mankemeyer. Welcome, my friend, and thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you very much, Frank, and it's always a pleasure to be on your show. And many of our customers that call in here speak very highly of you and your program.
Well, I'll be sending out their checks tomorrow.
Okay, good.
But, you know, they speak very highly of you. And rightly so. You know, you and I had met several years ago, I guess, and you had sent me a book entitled Basic Preparedness. And I think this thing is one of the most fantastic resources for somebody that's relatively new to this, is it, insofar as to say, what is preparedness? What level do I have to achieve? Why is it important? And where do I begin? What's important as far as preparedness? Because it can seem daunting to someone who's never explored these things before.
Well, I know. It's just yesterday I was attending and helping to put on this class over in Olympia. It was on business preparedness. And it was interesting. We did some show and tell, and we started talking to this. These were business owners from around the state of Washington who came to this class to learn how to prepare their businesses for, you know, disasters or emergencies that may come their way, especially since we had that big windstorm back just before Christmas. And these people, I'm sad to say, didn't have a clue, and we started showing them some of this stuff, just like a little squeeze flashlight or something like that. They did not know these things were available.
Wow.
Yeah, and so the instructor holds up our book and says, "You guys need this book." And they said, "Well, why do we need it?" And I said, "Because it almost takes you by the hand and leads you through the steps that you need to get prepared without giving you 500 pages of stuff you don't need to read."
Yeah.
In fact, that's why we actually wrote the book. It's called Basic Preparedness because it is so simple.
Yes.
And the first four chapters cover the first four basics of survival, which are food, water, medical, and shelter. So it's easy.
Well, yeah, it's a great place to begin, and we should probably explore each one of these point by point as the show progresses. But, you know, first things first, this is not necessarily sort of an outdoor survival book, right? This is
no.
This is taking care of your home, your area, the place that you live, correct? I mean, that's what it's all about, is sort of hunkering down and making sure you're going to be squared away regardless of what's thrown at you, right?
Well, not only that, it's for a long period of time. We take this very, very seriously. We have been at this since the early 1970s. We've been in continuous operation, and as it says in the first paragraph of our new catalog, it says, obviously, something serious is happening politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally.
Mm-hmm.
And how you prepare for these changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Because it's about the future, yours.
That's
so let's
right.
all get ready.
Well, very, very well said, my friend. And a perfect place to pause, folks. We are very excited to have our guest with us here this evening, Richard Mankemeyer. Check out the website, survivalcenter.com. They are doing great things, and obviously after 35 years, they're doing it better than everybody else. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio when we return.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
You're here. Our special guest this evening, Richard Mankemeyer. Welcome, my friend, and thank you so much. And, of course, your website is survivalcenter.com. Unbelievable amounts of information on that website. I mean, honestly, the first time I went there, I think I spent 3 hours and, barely scratched the surface.
Well, you can do that. There's a lot of good information there.
It's unparalleled, absolutely.
Our new catalog is out. We just got it out, published at the end of the year, so people... in fact, I would like to encourage people to get a pencil and paper ready because we'll be passing out a lot of good information tonight.
Oh, sounds good.
And, of course, one of them is our toll-free number at 1-800-321-2900. They can call in and get a catalog. And also, the book you were talking about, you now have the old version.
Oh, I have the old version?
I have updated it. Yes, sir. I did the catalog at the end of the year and also did the book. I redid the book.
Wow.
It's basically the same. I just had to fine-tune it a little bit.
Yeah.
I had to add in some of the new stuff on our underground shelters that we're building.
I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, I put a couple of new pages in on that. And it was just a little fine-tuning. But, you know, basic preparedness is still basic. You just have to do it. You just have to get ready.
Well, you know, I think it's so interesting that you mentioned about fine-tuning it. You know, one of the things that you recommend in the book is a very basic concept, and it would be, I guess, preparedness planning versus preparedness implementation, as we had discussed earlier. So many things have happened just in the last few years. I mean, you look at four hurricanes hitting five times in Florida in 2004. In 2005, of course, you had Katrina and Rita, just an unbelievable visual for those of us who you know, followed that. And then for those who lived it, you know, we interviewed some people who were on the ground there and also in Florida in 2004, and they just, you know, they were in tears. I mean, Richard, it was horrific. And what we saw is that these concepts that you're talking about are similar, but far more thorough to what, of course, the government would recommend. Because I think even they themselves, they would love for people to be self-reliant. But we come from a culture that wants to coddle us, that wants to baby us and say, hey, we've got it under control. We've got all the programs you possibly need and all the politicians who are out there taking care of you, which means basically making us soft and reliant.
Well, that's true. But, you know, it's interesting. That's changing.
Yeah.
When we talked about it at this seminar yesterday was the fact that it used to be if you had a 72-hour kit, 3 days, you were in good shape. Now they're saying, and we're debunking this myth right here and now, that 3 days is not enough.
No.
You know, for instance, when we had that big windstorm out here in
For those who didn't, recall it or live through that, that was this year, correct?
Well, it happened just before Christmas.
Right.
We had this huge windstorm that came through. And the local weather forecasters, of course, now this, I like this because they could warn us, and everyone's sitting around here, like, not paying attention to it. So what do I do? The only thing I needed was a little extra gas for the generator because we knew the power. When the wind blows out here, the power goes off. I mean, you could make money on it if you wanted to bet on it because we have all these trees out here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
A lady just a couple of miles away from us that's one of our customers, she said that this happened on a Thursday afternoon about 4 o'clock. And she said when she got up the next morning and looked out down her street, she is out in the country, in a 1 mile stretch of her road, there was 35 trees down. Now, you know, that's a lot of firewood.
Yeah.
And it takes a while to get that cut up. She never got out down her road until the next Monday.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, even with a chainsaw, you know, that's a full week's worth of work.
Well, I mean, just one or two trees to keep you busy if you're not used to it. But anyway, they warned us ahead of time, so I go out and get a little extra gas for the generator, and that's about all I needed because we're all set when things happen here. We're just, you know, we're having fun.
Wow.
In fact, we kind of cheer sometimes when the power goes out because it gives us a break. You know, everything's shut down, the phones are off. And if we don't go hook the generator up right away, we're doing just fine.
Yeah.
Have a little peace and quiet. But we waited till the next morning. We waited till Friday morning to fire it up, and then we fired it up, and then we turned on the TV to see what happened. That's when we discovered that over 1 million people had lost their power.
Wow.
The day before. And I sent out a newsletter. We have a free email newsletter. You can sign up for it on our website. And I sent out an email newsletter, and the headline was 1 million plus without power in the Pacific Northwest, except the Survival Center. And I got so many reactions to that. And most people were chuckling that, of course, that weren't in the local area.
Yeah.
One of our subscribers from Ohio said, I had to email you. He said, when I got that, I laughed so hard. He says, isn't that what it's about? It's about being prepared. I said, yes, sir.
Wow.
Well, so, you know, we just fired up the generator, ran normal as you could, but our street that we are on was out of power for 7 days. We had other people in the area who were out for 2 weeks.
Hmm.
We had crews coming in from North Carolina, Missouri, and all over the place to help clean up the mess. That's how big a mess it was.
That's amazing. And that's just wind. I mean, this is, you know, a lot of people maybe, I'm in Arkansas, okay? You know, when we hear about hurricanes, we don't really worry about it too much, obviously. However, you know, you look at the same factors here, you know, hurricanes, winds, tornadoes, winds, and then what you guys got, wind. So, you know, that can hit anywhere. So, you know, I don't care where you live, you're not immune to that sort of thing.
Well, that's just it. You have the high winds. The scientist and the meteorologist here was saying that at 90-plus mile an hour, when they were tracking it going up, when it went past 90 mile an hour, the electricity went out. So they estimated it was way past 100 mile an hour wind.
Wow.
Well, you know, that just roots up everything that's not tied down
sure.
real good.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we're saying is 3 days is a myth. 3 days is out the window. Most, and even I think Homeland Security is now recommending maybe a couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
Some places are actually recommending now a month. A whole month. Well, we...
Is that enough, Richard?
No. We recommend at least a year or more, but we're going for really worst-case scenario here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we recommend at least a year or more. And it can be done, but you don't have to do it all at once. You know, you can do this piecemeal, but the biggest key is that you have to start and continue doing it.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. And of course, again, you know, last night we discussed weather modification programs and offered that up as, you know, with some incredible foundational elements, things that maybe people hadn't heard before. And there was a guy who had called in from North Carolina, and he said, you know, it's just the weather's been changing here. It's different than it has been over the last, you know, couple of years. And I think that's really one of the key elements to discuss too, Richard, is that we have to be evolving as far as our preparedness goes because the weather is changing.
Oh, it sure is. It's dramatically changing. In fact, tonight on NBC News, they talk about this special report tomorrow night that they're going to have February the 3rd, which is tomorrow night. It may be on the evening news, but it actually may be a special program. We're not sure. I only caught the tail end of it. But it said the report is going to be on global warming, which is indicating that global warming is most likely caused by humankind.
Yeah.
You know, they're hedging their bet there. And then, you know, we always ask people, how many of you seen Al Gore's movie, you know, Inconvenient Truth?
Yeah.
He has some awesome facts in there. That chart he shows near the end of the thing, where he gets on his little hydraulic thing and goes up to where the CO2 is.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling people about that in 1982. I had that same chart written by somebody else.
Wow.
In 1982, it was called The Survival of Civilization. A book that I think is out of print right now, but I happen to keep a copy around just for my own research.
Sure.
But I was selling that book in 82, telling people that we're in trouble. But, you know, I think his movie's been nominated for Best Picture, and there's talk of him receiving a Nobel Prize.
Wow.
Did you hear that today?
I have not heard that, but that would be very interesting, needless to say.
Well, it's interesting. In October, I was one of the main speakers at a big financial conference up here near Seattle, and I made the prediction, and it looks like it's right on, that in the next presidential election, one of the biggest campaign issues will be global warming.
Oh, yeah.
And who's the champion of global warming right now and getting information out? Al Gore. You bet he's going to run for president?
I have made the call that it's going to be Hillary, but you know, as far as politics go, they're not too far off from each other.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting.
Yes, it really will be.
Yeah, I've been kind of watching it. I said, gee, you know, it looks like, you know, when I first saw the movie and heard about it, I said, you know, it looks to me like this guy's running for something.
He certainly got all the publicity and press to do something.
He certainly does. Well, you know, and then I also watched some other recent reports. You know, PBS has a lot of neat stuff on. And this recent report I saw talked about the jet stream has changed dramatically over the last 25 years, and it's moving deeper into Western Europe.
Yes.
And scientists think this erratic change in this movement is caused by warmer world and warmer oceans, which equals more moisture in the air, which equals more intense storms. And this was another PBS special. So, yeah, I mean, things are definitely changing. And, you know, of course, you know, Australia is drying up or burning up, one or both of them.
We talked about that a little bit earlier, in fact, that they're going to start drinking recycled sewage, which, you know, it's interesting because they said, you know, according to one of the guys who was behind this, he said, look, it's an ugly issue, but we're not freaks here. You know, Washington, meaning I assume state, is doing it. Southern California is doing it. And obviously, you know, there's some indication that there's something in London and maybe other places, too. So, you know, this is the future. And, you know, as you mentioned, water, one of the benchmarks of survival. So you better have a way to handle it, to find it, to purify it, you know, and any number of things. And you should be filtering your water anyway, because otherwise you're putting faith in the system that delivers water to your house or wherever you might live.
But can you imagine drinking recycled sewage water? How are they going to get all the chemicals and drugs and all that stuff out of it? They can't
do it. That's an excellent point, and I think the main answer to that, the simplest answer is they can't.
They can't.
But, you know, with you here, I feel very confident because, you know, we've talked about some of the problems. We're going to talk about more, but we're going to have solutions.
We have a lot of answers tonight, folks. A lot of answers.
Sounds good. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're with us because, of course, the expertise and information offered by our guest is just simply unparalleled and vital, not just to what we're talking about, but to your continued existence. So preparedness equals Richard Mankemeyer in the Survival Center. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. So when we left off, we were just talking about solutions, really. And there's so much to really delve into. Let's go through the four basics, which, is, as you mentioned, food, water, medical attention, medical care, I guess, and shelter.
Shelter, right.
So is that the order of priorities, would you say?
Well, no.
Okay.
The first order really should be water, but
yeah.
Most people don't think of it that way. They think
True.
More food.
Mm-hmm.
As most of us know, but not everybody, is the fact that you can do longer without food than you can without water.
Yes.
So water should be one of the main focuses, and we're just talking about you've got to have good, clean water. You
mm-hmm.
can't have water that's been recycled, and, you know they just can't get it all out.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're by an ocean somewhere, what's wrong with desalination? You know, that technology is readily available. You don't have to recycle. But, of course, you know, whatever you end up with your water supply, whatever you have to do, do it. But, you know, if you have a nice portable water filter or purifier, You know, there's the Berkey's that you can sit on your countertop.
Yeah.
There's the Katadyn you can sit on your countertop. There's many good filters out there.
Yeah.
And you'll see all those on our website, and they're also on our catalog. We talk about them in the book, Basic Preparedness. So some of this stuff is simple basics, but most people don't understand that they really need to get on to doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most emergencies nowadays don't last 3 days. They last longer. And
oh,
so you need to prepare for a longer period of time. And, you know, if you're not preparing yourself and your loved ones to be on your own for an extended period of time, then you just don't understand the situation as far as I'm concerned. You just don't understand what's going on.
Oh, without a doubt. You know,
and if you don't have a plan for long-term survival, then what are you planning to do?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. I was at this meeting, and it's basically for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And most businesses, you know, if they're any size at all, they have a detailed plan. It's called a continuous of operation plan. It's called a COPE, C-O-O-P. That's the initials for it. And they do this if they plan on staying in business. And, you know, a lot of small businesses don't do that. Now, the big guys like Microsoft and Quest and all those guys that are out here in the Pacific Northwest, they have that because they can afford to hire someone full-time to, you know, plan all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But small businesses don't. And it's even worse, the families don't have a plan.
Right.
We all have to have a plan, and we need backups to the plan. And here's what I discovered just yesterday. After our big windstorm here in the Pacific Northwest that knocked out power to over a million people, that many of the local and state agencies here in our area found that when the big windstorm hit our area, that they went to put their plan into effect, their plan of, you know, continuing their operation. And when they put it into action, it didn't work.
Wow.
And you know why it didn't work?
Because they had never probably drilled it.
They never tested it.
Right.
They never actually had to use it. And, there, you know, someone sat in an office and said, oh, yeah, we should do this and we should do that. Well, at the Survival Center, we say, let's see it work.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe a manufacturer or supplier calls up and says, I got this new product I want you to test. I said, oh, sure, fine, yeah, we check it out. We want you to sell it. I said, yeah, but I want to test it first.
Yes.
And then I kid him with a very straight face. I say, well, give it the truck test. And then there's a pause on the other end of the phone. They say, the truck test? I said, yeah, that's where I throw it out in the driveway and run it over at the truck to see how it holds up. And then they just freak out. And I said, I'm kidding. I'm not. But literally, I've actually thrown a few things out on the ground to see what would happen, like some of our flashlights,
mm-hmm.
just to see. I mean, if you drop the things and they break, if you can only drop them once and they break, they're worthless.
Yes, absolutely.
I have a couple of them I keep on my windowsill, our little Sunburst. It's a solar-powered hand crank flashlight radio.
Uh-huh.
And I keep two of them sitting on the windowsill, but the windowsill's not that big, so invariably they fall off.
Uh-huh.
Those things have been falling off there on a regular basis for 5 years, and they're still ticking.
That's great.
That's how we know things work. So,
but
you know,
yeah, sure.
And something else that we discovered is that not only should businesses have their continuation of operation practices put down into writing and practice it, that families and even individuals should do this too. And then you got to test it and have a backup in case that doesn't work.
Yeah,
it's like the fellow that came to the meeting,
mm-hmm.
and he went to back out his car out of the parking lot, and he hit the curb and blew his tire. Oh, fine, he's got a spare. Guess what? Put his spare on, and guess what happened? The thing went flat. He never checked that his spare was flat.
Wow.
So there you are. Your backup plan even failed. So you got to check those things.
That's an excellent example, and I discussed that a little bit earlier, too, and sort of talking about your appearance here this evening, that, you know, and I use the example of somebody who maybe is going on a trip, and I used skiing, for example, and they go out and they spend, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on, you know, this high-tech equipment and really no knowledge of how to use it, so it's worthless to them.
Well, it is. It's like, for instance, I just picked up some new tents that we're selling. Really neat stuff. And I was recommended by the supplier. But I asked the salesperson, I said, do you know anybody there who's used these tents? Because they're highly touted.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes. He says, me. I just came back from the Cascades, which is our area. He said, three of us spent a long weekend up in your area in the snow with this tent. He said, boy, it's pretty darn nice.
Wow.
And that's what you need. Either someone who's done it or you have done it, and you know for sure you can rely on that information.
Very well said, my friend. And that's what we just talked about preparedness planning versus preparedness implementation. You have to know what you're doing. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Folks, glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, broadcast planet-wide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'd like to remind you that this hour is being brought to you by the folks at Natural Solution, the inventors, the creators of the BioSolution Plus instrument. This is the next evolution of Rife technology, my friends, and you can use this to do your own investigations into the effects that bioactive frequencies will have on a number of different conditions. They have a listing there of over 550. It is all about your health, and this is a vital element to consider when you're talking about, again, preparedness and survival. The telephone number to get a hold of them is 866-885-6625, or visit them online at www.natural-solution.com. And, of course, we want you to definitely support all of our sponsors and advertisers, because they're the reason why we have this show. We have the network. We are allowed to have these conversations. And certainly, Richard Mackemeyer at Survival Center is one of those guys. You're just a great supporter of what we do. And, you know, if I wasn't already so grateful to you for even being out there providing solutions for people, I'm certainly excited and honored that you guys would be sponsoring the program here. And I thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. And we do this for the main reason is to help people get ready. We have been studying this, Frank, since actually the late 60s, early 70s. We have seen stuff back then that is happening now. We do a lot of research. I mean, one of the main things we do is research to see the trends, see what's happening. The reason why we wrote the book, the reason why we do what we do is because we originally started doing it for ourselves. Yeah. Then as other people, you'd have conversations, they'd say, oh, well, then can you get me some of this and can you get me some of that? And that's how the whole thing started. And what people have to realize is that the Calvary is not coming to save you.
That's right.
Katrina showed us that.
Yes.
The government says you should be prepared to be on your own. And they're saying, you know, they're trying to put a time on it, but we think it should be a lot more. And we go back to the Boy Scout motto, just being prepared. But we're talking about long-term preparedness.
Yes.
Now, if you're not prepared for long-term, that doesn't mean you shouldn't start. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to buy everything at once, but start somewhere. I have little emergency kits, like little one-day kits, Frank, that start at $9.95. Now,
oh, wow.
Most people can afford $9.95.
Fantastic.
That's a place to start.
Wait,
I have emergency kits that sell for a couple $100. You know, you pick what your budget will handle, but do something and do it away.
Let's start out with the simple. You said that's a one-day kit. What does that consist of?
It consists of food bar.
Uh-huh.
It consists of three little packets of water, a light stick, and an emergency blanket.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
And, you know, we sell a bunch of those for people. They give them to the kids to take to school.
Sure.
Because what people don't realize, if there's an emergency at school, the school owns your children.
Yes.
Like, for instance, we just had one up here recently. Some guy in some neighborhood near a school shot off a gun and everyone went berserk. Probably had nothing to do with the school or anything else. They locked the school down. You don't get in to get your kids.
Yes, or to bring them anything.
Or you can't bring them anything, you can't talk to them, and they can't come out. So, out in here on the West Coast, a number of years ago, they did an earthquake awareness week. And by the way, they're doing it again this year. I think it's cool.
I know.
April is earthquake awareness week, and they had encouraged all the children to have at least that minimum little emergency kit at school. Because, you know, if you got a light stick and emergency blankets and a little food and a little water, then it's comfort. It's comfort for the kids to be at school. But most of them don't have that anymore because that was back, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, and those guys are gone. They're already up in either into the high school or they're out of school already.
Yeah.
So now they need to do it again. And I know some of the private schools around here, they've already come to us and asked that we come over and help them. In fact, we're developing a whole plan for one little school.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, because they're starting to see the need. Slowly, slowly, people are realizing that the government's not there to back them up. And by the way, folks, the government, that is not their job.
Right.
It's not FEMA's job either. Most people don't know what FEMA stands for. FEMA stands for Federal Emergency Management Agency. It doesn't say it's your next morning coffee and donuts. They don't understand it.
Yes.
They don't have any storehouses full of goodies and supplies waiting to come bring it to you. Katrina should have shown us all that.
Yes.
I've done preparedness events with the Red Cross. The Red Cross tells you to be at least on your own for 3 days or more. Why is that? I asked them one day. I said, why is that? Mm-hmm. And they said, well, we don't have any warehouses full of goodies. It takes them at least 3 days to make contact with their vendors in the local area, assuming they're still functioning.
Yeah.
That they can then say, well, we know we need coffee and donuts, you know, over where the big storm hit. Can you get them over there? And, you know, people don't understand that. So, and I think it's very good to know when the government says, you know, don't count on us coming because
yeah.
Number one, that's not our job.
See, but, absolutely. And I've said this many, many times, my friend, that, you know, take everything that you hear from an official with a grain of salt, but at the same time, there's also a very important element. Now, if they tell me we won't be able to help you out, I'm buying that 100%.
Oh yes, okay? I would believe that.
Yeah, because this is an opportunity for them to take themselves off the hook. They don't want the responsibility, and that's fine. I don't want them to have it, but that's only because I'm relatively a self-reliant person. I like to do things myself, and
well,
I think
yeah.
You know, and you saw this too. After Katrina, of course, then there was Rita and whatnot, and they had some light hurricane activity taking place there. And what did we see on television? Some PR effort to kind of counter everything else. It was people were passing out water and ice to people waiting in line for hours and hours and hours. But you know what, Richard? I mean, the grocery stores were open. People didn't want to buy it. I mean, it's just a laziness factor. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't want to go and buy water when I can just stand in line for 7 hours and get some for free. Look, don't even play that game. You know, you can change the rules by being prepared for these things.
Oh, yeah, I don't have to stand in any line. Well, it's nice when you had the power out here, and I tell people, I said, I really live in a good area. We live out in the country by choice, and, you know, neighbors aren't real close. You know, we're on acreage, and most everybody here has got some land. 3 out of 5 of my neighbors have generators. 4 out of 5 have wood heaters.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, and the only person that has an all-electric house, when the power goes out, they just leave.
Yeah.
So they leave. They go someplace. They find a relative or friend someplace that the electricity didn't go out, and they go there.
That's right.
And so,
right.
But, you know, but it's so cool. I mean, you know, my neighbors don't bug me, and I don't bug them.
That's amazing. That to me is an ideal scenario where you have a situation like that.
So, you know, there again, and most people don't realize, in a real emergency, in a real, real emergency, you are your neighbor's backup, and they are yours.
Yes.
It would be ideal to help everyone get ready. Talked to a customer just today down in the Florida area who said that when the last big storm come by, before it came by, he had already had a propane-operated generator, and he said he was fully functional before, during, and after the storm. And he said all his neighborhood, his whole neighborhood, come to his house, and they cooked outside, and they barbecued and everything. And I said, I hope you start educating those people that they shouldn't come over the next time. The next time they should be ready. He said, well, at least 3 of them went out and got generators. I said, well, that's a good start. You know,
that's a really good start, because I think there's a vital element there that you touched upon, and sort of, you know, people can probably read between the lines. But what you're saying here is that, you know, hey, the whole neighborhood comes over to have a barbecue when there's a power outage for a day or two or a couple days even. But what about when the power's out for a month? Then the neighbors know that you have these things, and, you know, if you haven't educated them or encouraged them to become self-reliant and prepared, then, you know, when they get desperate enough, they're going to know who to, you know, knock on the door, whose door to kick in, as the case may be.
Well, right, and this is what we discussed. In fact, it's interesting, he said that he was able to pump his own water and stuff. I must have had a well or something, but he was ordering more filters for his water filter.
Wow.
And I said, I bet you want some extra catalogs, don't you? He said, yes, I'm going to give them all. I said, give them to all your neighbors and tell them, look, this is what I'm doing. You know what I've done. Now, you guys get yourself ready. And you should do that. You help them once, that's fine. I mean, I have no problem with that. But if you don't get ready the next time, that's your fault.
Absolutely, yes. Like you said, they could be your best friends in the world. They can be your backup, but they can also be a great danger as well. And that's why it's our responsibility as human beings, to be aware of our surroundings, and not just the four walls we exist within, but also, you know, a little bit further out from that. You know, one of the things that you had mentioned when we were talking about all this stuff just at the beginning of the program is the catalog and the book, Basic Preparedness. Now, the catalog, can people just order that? How much does that cost? The book is what, $20?
Yeah, the book's $19.95 plus the shipping. Anytime you order anything from us, the catalog comes free.
Oh, great.
We ask for a couple of bucks. If you can't afford it, call me anyway. I'll send you one for free. If you can order it online, too, by the way. The book and catalog are right on our main page. You can click on them and go right to our shopping cart and order them. And along with the catalog and the book, I'll send you a gift certificate for $10, too.
Wow. All right. Fantastic. Well,
so,
yes.
You know, we try to help people out. I mean, I was telling someone the other day, I said, I can only go so far.
Yeah.
I can, you know, like you can take the horse to the water, but you can't force him to drink.
Yeah.
And I won't do that. I won't force you to drink, but I will help you if I can. And that's what we're here for. You can call us toll-free, 1-800-321-2900.
Wonderful.
Find us on the website at survivalcenter.com. We have our free email newsletter, which we focus a lot on climate change.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're continually, you know, there's thousands of subscribers on there, and we're continually trying to educate these people, getting them to move off a top dead center to get going in their preparedness.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, the catalog's new, the book's been updated, free emails. I mean, I do everything I can, but I won't do it for you.
There you go. Well, you know, all you can do is offer it, and people need to choose it for themselves. That's the only way we really learn anything is by doing it ourselves anyway. You know, it's interesting, and I think very timely that we would be talking today. I mentioned this to the listeners. I'm stuck snowbound here, 2 full days now. We got a whole whopping 3 inches of snow in Arkansas. Virtually everything is shut down. Schools are all closed. A lot of businesses are closed. And this is only 3 inches. And I said, you know, for all the Yankees out there, you guys might have a good laugh at it. But, you know, this just shows you the level of preparedness or lack thereof on the part of our city and just the whole northwest Arkansas area. They don't have any plows.
Well,
and the plows that they do have,
yeah,
they're not set up for the for this kind of thing.
It's funny you say that, because the same thing happens out here. Generally, in the Pacific Northwest, we don't have snow.
Right.
I mean, you know, we get the winds blowing off the ocean, and they swing around, and they keep us normally, you know, most of the time we're above freezing. But we had that big snowstorm then. After the windstorm, we had a snowstorm, and they had some areas they have an inch or two, and some had 4 or 5 inches. The city of Seattle has a whole dozen snowplows. That's all they have.
Wow.
Tacoma, I think, has 7. Olympia, I don't know what they have. And so when it snows, you know what everybody does? They close everything down. Schools close,
yep.
You know, don't go to work. And they showed people coming off the freeway. The freeway is a mess. They're coming down this exit ramp, which had, you know, it was just solid ice because no one had done anything to it. And people are slipping and sliding everywhere. And then people would just get out of their car and walk. They just head home if they were close enough. So these cars abandoned all over the place. I'm laughing. I say, you know, I came from the Midwest. I came from Ohio. We had snow out there. That
sure.
Stuff would never even slow us down.
I know.
And here they just freak out.
It is amazing. And that's intriguing. We had, excuse me, we had in a 24-hour period over 340 accidents in this area. Okay.
I know.
So that's how, and it was bad. It was bad because of the lack of preparedness and the idea, again, the false sense of security that people have with all-wheel drive or with four-wheel drive. They think, oh, I'm fine. You know, those are the people that are getting in accidents. The people like myself, I was ready. I just stayed home. I'm fine. You know, I may not like being cooped up, but the point is I'm warm. I have power. I have telephones. I have food. I have water, all those things. But that's a bigger issue. You know, again, we don't know. Places that aren't prepared for snow could be getting snow. Places that aren't prepared for hurricanes or tornadoes or winds in general. These are things that we all have to factor in. And again, I want to start delving into the specifics here with you, my friend, talking about ways to do this. Now, food storage. Now, a lot of people might say, I have a lot of canned foods. Now how good is that?
Well, that's fine. I mean, you know, they're going to be good for a couple years.
Okay.
We're basically talking about wet pack foods.
Okay.
But they lose a lot of their nutrition because they're sitting in water. But, you know, they're going to fill a tummy up. I mean, it's better than nothing. So, yeah, sure. If you've got canned foods, figure that's your first food you're going to eat.
Yeah.
Now, the food that we sell for long-term storage, our first line of food would be the MRE, which is the meals ready to eat that you see the troops using over in Iraq, and you see them dropping out of helicopters and disaster areas and stuff like that. It comes in a plastic bag. You know, they're pretty neat. What it is basically is canned food in a flexible can. That's what it really is. And you can rip the pouches open with your fingers. You really don't need anything to eat. You can just squeeze the thing and eat as it comes out, you know.
Yes.
But they do come with a spoon and a napkin and crackers and a side dish, you know, main course entree, side dish. And they'll have like a beverage and some salt and pepper and stuff like that. And so they're pretty yummy. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, have a tendency to turn their nose up at it. But I say, look, the longer you go without eating, the better they're going to look.
I'm telling you. Well, Richard, I come from a military family myself, so I grew up eating, you know, MREs and whatnot. And I've seen them evolve. They used to be...
Well, the C-Rads, everybody talks about the C-Rations.
Oh, yeah.
They call them C-Rads.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was in them when they had them.
Yep.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with them. In fact, when the guys didn't like them, I said, give me yours.
Yeah.
I'll just keep them here in the back for when I need a snack. I had no problem with them. I thought they were yummy. And the MREs are good. They got some, like, grilled chicken breast.
Yeah.
They got yummy spaghetti.
Yeah.
And the crackers are good.
Usually they have a little dessert, like a chocolate bar or something like that.
Well, sometimes you have that, or maybe you have – sometimes they have pound cake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, we trade pound cake. So,
you
know,
large,
it is available. And, you know, the factory says they're good for, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
Hey, I've eaten those things 10 years old. They're fine.
Yeah, they
but it depends a lot on the storage. The colder you can keep them, the better they are. In fact, if you can keep them below 60 degrees, they have a little chart that comes out of the Natick Laboratories up in New England that says they're good up to 10 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that sort of ties into what we had just said about the bad weather. You know, everyone has seen this, no matter where you live or what weather we're talking about. Just here in northwest Arkansas, people run to the grocery store to buy bread and milk, because bread and milk, of course, will keep you warm. Bread and milk will shovel your snow and melt your ice. I don't know what they what they're thinking, but people still believe, Richard, that food comes from the grocery store.
Oh, I know.
And this is such a vital component. So there's your MREs. That's good. Now, is there other options, things that store longer?
Oh, yes. Okay. We're just that's number one on the list as far as convenience goes.
Yes.
Some people may not like it for whatever reason, but for me, convenience and reasonably tasting food, I tell people they made it to go across the board to hit as many palates as they possibly could without making it too good or too bad.
There you go.
Okay, number two is freeze-dried food. We carry the Mountain House freeze-dried food. The manufacturer says it has up to a 30-year shelf life.
Wow.
Now, that is a long time. I actually have some that's that old. We've been in business long enough. I catch some of it. But I won't sell that to you. I'm going to open some and try it here pretty soon.
Wow. Well, I look forward to that taste test, and I imagine it will hold up because that's an amazing process, and we'll talk more about that and more, of course. When we return here, folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with information that you can use, practical solutions. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you then.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and our special guest this evening is Richard Mankemeyer from the Survival Center. The website is www.survivalcenter.com, and the phone number, if you'd like to give him a call there during normal business hours, 800-321-2900. And, of course, our phone number here on the program is 800-313-9443. We will be taking calls shortly. Richard, welcome back. Hello, Richard.
Yes, we were talking about food. Had the wrong button pushed.
Oh, no worries. Yes, we were talking about food and these long-term survival options. And we left off, we were talking about freeze-dried food.
Yes, we talked first about MREs, the first-line convenience food. And we actually include these in our big units, our big family units and our year's supply. We include a case of MREs. And we tell people that that's the food, if you're in a real emergency, you probably can't cook right away. It may take you a couple of days to get things organized. You forgot where you left the, you know, the stove, and you know the Coleman stove's out in the garage, and you forgot where everything is.
Yes.
So it may take you a day or two to find it, especially if a tree blew down on it or the garage has collapsed or whatever, you know.
Right.
So use the MREs first because you can eat now. You don't have to do anything. Just open them and eat them. Okay. Number two, the freeze-dried food is the next most convenient, and the reason for that being is that all you have to do is add water. Now, it can either be cold or hot. If you prefer a hot meal and you can boil water, you're in. You've got a nice hot meal. All you have to do is add water, wait about 10 minutes, stir it up a little bit, and you're eating very well.
Hmm. Sounds great.
Of course, now freeze-dried food is the most expensive, too. Let's talk about money while we're going through here. MREs, most convenient, reasonably priced. They're about, one meal is about $6, $7 in that area if you buy by the case and get quantity discounts.
But that's nutrition that people need, obviously. You know, when you're talking about it being fed to the military, you know, they're obviously going to be very, very active, and you need to have enough caloric intake to be able to continue day-to-day operations. But
well, that's a good
time,
point.
You want it to be nutritional. And then you look at something like, I don't know, anything else. I mean, for $6, that's an extra value meal at McDonald's that has zero nutrition.
Well, that's true. And what's nice about this is each meal is approximately 1,200 calories.
Oh, wow.
So
perfect.
So if you give them to the troops, you get three a day, you got 3,600 calories.
Yeah, there you go.
You can be pretty active.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what I tell people in an emergency situation, if you're not that active, you won't be able to eat three of those. It's too much food. Two of them will do you just fine. So, like, we figured out a two-month supply for a guy today with a family of three. He figured he needed eating two a day. He needed 15 cases.
Wow.
So, you know, he gets it down, you know, I think it's $64.95 a case at the 12-case discount. He got a pretty good deal. And it's convenient. He says, I can just put them in the motorhome or the tent or someplace, and I got them.
Wow.
So you got MREs, you got your freeze-dried food. Now, freeze-dried is the most expensive, but it also got the most shelf life to it.
Mm-hmm.
30 years is a long time. I think we're going to need it a lot sooner than that.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Well, that's fantastic.
And we talk about all that in the first chapter of the book, Basic Preparedness. The first chapter is food storage. And we talk about the different methods. In fact, on page 13 of that book, is a food storage basics for 1 year, and it has chart. 13 is one big chart that goes through how much food a child needs, how much a teenager needs, and how much adult needs. And it tells you how much you need of all those items. It includes vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathic remedies, stuff like that. It talks about how much water you need, which we'll talk to in about a minute. And it talks about the different food and the nutritive storage life and shelf life.
Yes.
There's a bunch of nice charts in there. So freeze-dried food is your second food, and then third, you get into what you call your dehydrated or air-dried foods.
Okay, which we'll get into when we come back. Stay with us, folks. We have to pause here for a brief station identification for our affiliates, but we'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest this evening from the Survival Center, Richard Mankemeyer. Stay with us.